On May 19, 1975, a shopkeeper at a small grocery store was murdered during a robbery in Cleveland, Ohio. The main witness in the case was 12-year-old Eddie Vernon, who in fact hadn't seen anything, and says he was pressured into testifying by police. His testimony led to the conviction of three innocent people, one of them a teenager named Ricky Jackson. Jackson ended up serving nearly four decades in prison for this crime, until 2014, when Eddie Vernon, at the age of 52, came forward with the truth. After his release, Ricky reached out to Eddie, and they met up. 3 years later, they sat down together at StoryCorps for their first one-on-one conversation about what happened.
I went through 39 years of incarceration because of some things that you put in motion.
Right.
Throughout the years, did you ever think about me?
Yeah, I wanted to trade places because I said it should be me instead of them. And as I grew up, I was depressed, suicidal. It ate me up so much inside, man.
I used to think about you a lot. Hatred, loathing. I even used to fantasize about ways that I was going to kill you. We didn't have any physical evidence to bring back into court. Mm-hmm. It was just you.
When I came forth, I was tired. I couldn't live no more like that, Ricky. I know that so much was taken away from y'all, so many years. Y'all deserved y'all freedom.
In court, I hadn't seen you.
Since the trial.
1975.
Right.
So when you walked in that courtroom, I almost didn't recognize you. And when they were cross-examining you, I saw the little 12-year-old kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
But also saw the strength of a man who had come there to do something. And the next thing I know, I'm a free man. It was a very courageous thing that you done. And in order for me to move forward, I wanted to put everything to rest. So I talked to my lawyer and asked him if there was any chance that you and I could hook up. And when I saw you, all that stuff I used to think about you, the animosity, I could hardly remember. And might have been my imagination, but when we embraced, it felt like you just got lighter in my arms.
Yeah. It took a whole lot off of my shoulders, the weight I've been carrying for all these years.
I don't know if I ever told you this, but you did your part when it counted most. You know that? Hear me talking to you, man.
Yes.
You did your part when it counted most.
Okay. Thank you.
People still find it hard to understand that I forgive you. And I think people confuse that with forgetting. I'm not going to ever forget.
Right.
But if forgiveness is my way out, I gladly take it.
And I thank God for that, man. I really do, Ricky.
Ain't nothing phony about it, ain't nothing corny. You know, after all that we've been through, to finally be sitting here face to face talking about what happened, I'm saying to one man to another, I wish you nothing but the best. Always.
That's Ricky Jackson with Eddie Vernon for StoryCorps in Cleveland, Ohio. After Eddie's testimony, the two other men convicted of murder also had their convictions cleared. The murder remains unsolved.